The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 34.
Well, well, well. Valerie appeared in front of Chase's desk out of nowhere. She stood with her stiletto heels firmly planted and her hands resting on her hips. A dominant stance, if there ever was one. Chase looked up, shocked to see her looming over him with such a menacing pose.
Oh, hi, Val. You just missed Marianne. She and Jackie left.
I'm not looking for them, she growled. I'm here to see you. She raised an eyebrow and gave him a judgmental, tight-lipped smile. Mind if I sit down? He understood that he was behaving ungentlemanly and stood up immediately, gesturing for Valerie to take one of the chairs in front of his desk. As she sat, he noted how she commanded the room, the place where he was used to being in charge. He felt oddly small and insignificant in Valerie's presence. He struggled to try to regain his composure and comfortable persona as the Howard of Howard & Associates. He flashed a smile.
So, to what do I owe this pleasure?
Cut the crap, Chase. Shut up and listen. She watched him cross his arms in an unconscious, defensive posture. The big smile faded into a confused expression.
I'm going to make this short. I know what you did. At least, I know what you tried to do this morning.
I don't understand.
That's a crock of bull, she interrupted.
You put a hit on Shonda.
Now it was her turn to smile, as she watched Chase grow agitated by her words.
That's ridiculous. I would never.
You would never give Shonda what she deserves for stringing her along for 3 years, would you? She had you over a barrel, didn't she? She was bleeding you. I can't say I blame her. He looked at her like a child caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
I still have feelings for Shonda, but she was acting crazy. Vindictive.
He rested his head in his palm, covering his face with his hand.
I panicked. It was stupid.
He looked at her grimly.
How did you know?
I didn't. But thank you for confirming my suspicions. Chase gasped.
There's no way they can trace it back to me.
You just confessed.
It's your word against mine.
Valerie stood up slowly. She cast her eyes toward her purse.
It's amazing what a girl can fit in her handbag, isn't it?
Now it was Chase's turn to stand.
You're recording this? You recorded me?
He made an awkward attempt to lunge toward her purse, but his oversized executive desk blocked his reach. Smiling, Valerie quietly picked up her purse and patted it playfully.
I've got all the evidence I need right here to put you away for a long, long time.
She strolled casually toward the door and turned around to face her adversary again as he stood behind his desk in a state of panic.
Here's what you're going to do. You are going to wire $500,000 to Shonda's bank account by the close of business today, and I will tell her to move on. She'll listen to me. She trusts me. You'll be done with her, and she'll be able to build a new life for herself. $500,000? I don't have that kind of money just laying around, he protested.
You're a real estate agent, aren't you? I'm sure you have pals in the mortgage business. Take a second mortgage out on that McMansion of yours. You're good for it. She rested her hand on the doorframe.
Oh, and if you don't do it,
I'm taking the tape straight to a police detective friend of mine. Oh, and one more thing. Don't try sending some slime ball to take me out. I'm on my way to make copies of the tape, and I'm sending one to my brother in Texas. If anything happens to me, he'll have instructions on what to do with it. Chase sat back, defeated.
I see you've thought of everything.
He sighed heavily.
All right. Okay.
Valerie nodded, silently affirming their deal, and walked out of his office, victorious. She chuckled to herself.
It's been a real good day. Real good.
The end. Hi, this is Marianne. On behalf of the author, J.M. Vella, our narrator, Dr. Joe V.O., and myself, of course, thank you for listening to The Side Piece. If you enjoyed listening to this trashy women's story, share it with your friends. And oh, if you wouldn't mind, stop by www.drjoevo.com and make a small donation. A girl's gotta eat. Actually, a girl's gotta drink, too. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to go find myself a nice oaky Chardonnay.